The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, today is Wednesday, April 29th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day. We actually have in studio Miss Romelda Moxie Dean, Miss Romelda Moxie, who's the Dean of the School of Business and Graduate Studies in studio. I do apologize for the late start. Miss Moxie had an urgent telephone call. She see me eavesdropping. I say, this is what deans and students do. They just be organizing stuff, right? So I had a brief pause, letting her do what she's got to do, and now she is free, and I'm waiting on a guest. Who's coming in with you, Miss Moxie?
Dr. Mackey, Dr. Will coming in. She organized the career fair last year. Previous years, I organized them, and they were organized by other persons, but this year I decided to take it on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so as we wait for the doctor to come in, let's talk about generally the School of Business, because I know you're putting on this career fair, not necessarily all of the University of the Bahamas,
right,
but specifically the School of Business. Exactly what is the School of Business?
Well, the School of Business is the academic unit, one of the academic units of the university, where we offer, where we prepare business students to assume positions in the business world before in this global society. We don't only prepare them to work in the Bahamas, we prepare them to work globally.
And I know, of course, you would say yes, but are we competitive in this world in terms of preparing our students, our graduates in general?
I say it without fear that yes, we do. And I'm going to quote one of my students who came by to see me yesterday, one of our alumnus. He just completed, he said to me, it's such a proud moment for me, and I've just come back to say thank you. And the reason I've come to say thank you is because one of my friends studied abroad and pursued the exams 8 times.
Mm.
I came to UB, and there's only one part I took twice. All the other parts I got on the first try. So I came back to say thank you. I am grateful, but I didn't have to take 8 tries.
So Bahamian students are well prepared, especially in the School of Business.
Undoubtedly. Across the academic environment at the university, we prepare our students well.
Okay. I took a business, and I took a business at the old COB.
Yes.
I think I majored in management. It was a while ago.
Okay.
It's a while ago,
yes,
right?
We still offer that.
I wanted to know, before we start talking about your career fair, and mm-hmm. as we wait for the doctor to come in to go in detail with it, right,
mm-hmm.
What all studies are available currently, if you can remember?
In the area of
business? In the area of business, yes.
In the area of business, we have at the undergraduate level.
Undergraduate level.
At the undergraduate level, we have management.
Okay.
Human resources.
Mm.
We offer courses in entrepreneurship and innovation.
Let me pause you there so I can understand what you mean by that. And mm-hmm. forgive me for interrupting you, but that was just sound interesting.
Okay.
So I want you to explain that. What you mean by courses in entrepreneurship? stuff?
Well, in the School of Business, we offer courses in entrepreneurship and innovation, where we find that Bahamians are very creative people. Mm-hmm. And this creativity can be enhanced. And certainly, it's enhanced through education, through experience, through exposure. And so, as a result, we have undergirded some of our programs with courses in entrepreneurship and innovation to expose our students. Ah. And so that they would have the knowledge when they transition out of the university to decide what they want to do.
You don't necessarily be an employee.
No.
But you can be an employer.
You can become an employer.
I understand.
And I think more and more graduates are recognizing the importance of becoming an employer.
Okay. And continue with the list again.
Okay. Accounting, finance, mm-hmm. banking and finance.
Is there a difference between banking and finance and finance?
Yes. Oh. Finance is just pure finance. Mm-hmm. Banking and finance gives you, you pursue courses in banking and also in finance.
Oh.
We also have banking and finance with a foreign language.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have economic and finance.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are primarily the business courses which we offer.
Okay. And the University of the Bahamas only offers up to the bachelor's degree? Or
no.
You do?
We offer master's degrees.
Really?
We do. We offer master's degrees. We have an MBA, which was our first master's.
Okay.
It's an MBA with several areas of specialization. We have an MBA in entrepreneurship and innovation. Now, that is where you specialize in the area. So we have an leadership, accounting, financial decision making, hospitality management, and events management.
So I don't have to go abroad. I could actually stay here and plot a career.
Of course you can, and some many, many persons have. We also offer a master's in counseling,
mm-hmm.
and we have two areas of specialization. One is mental health, and the other is school counseling. We're currently working on a master's in social work, and it has to go through about two more processes, and it should be ready by fall of 2026 if it goes through all of those processes. If it doesn't complete the first process by the end of, by next week it should have completed the first process, but it has to go through other processes. The rigor of the program has to be tested not only by where it's prepared and where it's reviewed, but it also has to go through some other processes so as to ensure that the rigor is there and the content is there. And so latest, we should roll that out by spring of 2027. We also have a master's in reading with inclusive education. And we have a master's in nursing. And our master's in nursing have several areas of specialization. I think about four.
We have four.
Four. We have nursing administration. We have nursing
education.
Mm-hmm. What are the other two?
We have nursing administration, nursing education, nursing.
Gerontology, yes.
Gerontology, sorry.
Yes. Yes.
And I think the fourth track would be specialized. I don't remember offhand, but I do remember that our computer information systems.
Yeah. That is a big one, yes. Yeah.
So the person who's the second person we're talking just now was Miss Monique Butler-Hyla,
yes.
who's the assistant to the dean. So anytime the dean misses one thing, the assistant just jumps in. So remember, dean, this is whatever it is.
That's right.
So I know we have an affair, right? And I wanted to postpone until the doctor is here, so we go into detail with it. So I'm just going to do some
preamble questions in general so I can know about the program. Okay. If I'm a young student coming into University of the Bahamas, right, mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure what I want to do, but I want to do business. Mm-hmm. I know business. I want to open up a business. I into accounting, I into managing people in mm-hmm. general, right? Mm-hmm. But I do not know what I want to do. I just... It's broad. Mm-hmm. Is there someone who is there to help me move along to say, well, take these subjects up until you find what to do?
Well, you know, it's ironic. It's been about 10 years ago or more. It's been a very long time. Let's put it that way. That we came together as faculty in the School of Business together, and we asked ourselves the question, what do we want our students to look like? Every student that graduates from the University of Bahamas business, what do we want them to look like? There must be some common threads that you can choose any of them and they will all possess, no matter their area of specialization. Mm-hmm. And in so doing, we were able to come up with the common threads that we wanted all of our students to have. And as a result, our programs, the decisions that we made within that forum undergirds our programs. And so students coming in may not know which area of business they are desirous of pursuing. Mm-hmm. However, by the time they would have reached their second year, they would have been exposed to every area of business. And so that would help them to decide. Additionally, the University of the Bahamas have what we call a counseling and career services area. And that area will test them out, and that area will also assist them in identifying their purpose and the area in which they should specialize. And so we do provide that service for all of our students.
Okay. And what is the most popular?
Accounting. In the School of Business, it's accounting. Business. Yeah.
Okay. So let's start our conversation about this fair. Mm-hmm. How long this fair has been going on now?
Oh, God. This fair has been going on 20 years.
Really?
Yeah, it's been going on for a long time. Very, very long time. But it's moved from area to areas. Mm-hmm. Because when we, in the School of Business, what we used to do was we culminated our business week with a fair.
Okay.
And then the university have career and counseling together. And so once that came together, it transitioned over to that area. And they did a college fair. Mm-hmm. And this year, the person who was responsible was no longer in the area. Mm-hmm. And so since they recently transitioned into another area, we decided, but we found out so late within the School of Business that the fair was not going to be had. So we decided we would do it this year. We would return to doing it.
So what is Business Week? You mentioned that.
Business Week is a week where we bring in a cadre of speakers, heavily laced with our alumnus, mm-hmm. to speak to students so that they would recognize that these halls were walked by others, and those others have become successful in various fields which they are currently pursuing, and they too can become successful. So look back, give back of their time and talent and experiences, and we have our students to be the beneficiary of it all.
One of the, concerns a number of students have with the University of the Bahamas is they want more exposure. They appreciate the quality of education they're getting at University of the Bahamas. But they said, but I always want to live abroad. I always want to be someplace foreign. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to be here and learn all of that here in the Bahamas, right? And they'd go wandering and venturing. Is that possible? Does the university partner with anybody?
Definitely.
Oh, okay.
The university have partnerships throughout the world.
And how does that go?
And students just have to apply. We make a call. The university makes a call every year, inviting students to apply to engage in such programs, in study what we call study abroad programs. We've had students who have been to Spain. They've studied in Spain. They've studied in Canada, the U.S. What's a Scandinavian country where we've had students?
Poland.
We've had China. We've had students study all over the world as a result of participating in the study abroad program. The university have relationships, a large number of universities, aspirant universities, across the world, and our students have been the beneficiary of it. We have students who are abroad right now.
So definitely, Bahamians can get exposure. They come to the University of Bahamas, find their degree, pursue their major, and at a time when they feel that they want, they can study abroad as a comprehensive stay at the University of the Bahamas.
Yes, definitely. They definitely can. They can study abroad, whichever country they're desirous of studying in, they can.
Good. So now I see we have Dr. Lisa Mackey is in studio now, so we can start that conversation about the big fair.
Yes,
that is happening
the career fair
yes. at the University of the Bahamas. It's going to be under the School of Business there. So this, I have Miss.
And we would be remiss if we did not speak to our title sponsor.
Go ahead.
Our title sponsor is Sun Oil.
Okay, good.
And they're going to be in the house, and they're going to be loads of other organizations and companies that are there, where students can, and the general public, we invite them as well. Just all we ask is that you bring your digital.
Okay.
So that you're
and explain what you mean by digital resume.
Well, you know, they can bring it on their cell phones and just email it.
Okay.
Or
so
they can bring it on
something
their
forward.
Thumb drive.
Not a physical one, but something to forward to the email, whatever it is.
Exactly.
I understand. And I know Sun Oil, they've been here. They're generous. Boy, they said that's
yes,
a generous group.
They're very generous.
I appreciate them and the things they brought for me. So let me give a shout out to Sun Oil there.
Please do.
But Dr. Mackey, I want to have details about the fair, the career fair that is happening. The date and how it come about, what we doing, who all can be there. We could join in. Everyone could join in and give me more detail on it.
So the fair is, good morning, everyone. The fair is this coming Thursday from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Tomorrow.
10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
That's right.
We are excited. This is always an amazing opportunity on the university's grounds. Mm-hmm. Our external stakeholders who usually come in, we heard the shout out for Sun Oil.
Yes.
Focal, that is.
Yes, for Focal.
And we are
Bank of the Bahamas.
Very excited.
Call all of their names. Call all of their names while she's here.
Okay. Of course, Sun Oil is our title sponsor, as we've said, and we're grateful to them. We thank you, Sun Oil, Scotiabank, Kalina, Bahamas Insurance, KPMG, PricewaterhouseCoopers, Public Hospital Authority, St. John's College, St. Thomas More, Royal Bahamas Defense Force, Fidelity Bank, Bahamas Association of Medical Practitioners, Medical Laboratories, Central Bank of the Bahamas, and certainly there are others. We don't have all the names, but those are our major names that we have here.
As a student, as a Bahamian, when they come in on campus for this fair, what do I expect to see? What do I expect to encounter? What do I expect to do?
Well, certainly you expect to see a large number of tents all over the place, and you expect to see prospective employers.
I come in here looking for a job.
Yeah, you come here looking for a job. Mm-hmm. We invite you to come. Those who are unemployed, please come. This is the university's way of giving back to you. Our students, this is the university's way of trying to find summer employment for you. And those who must work full time, this is our way of trying to find employment for you. This is our way of finding employment for our graduates. So we invite all of our students who are graduating to please return to the campus tomorrow, Thursday, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and meet with prospective employers. Bring your digital resume. come and meet with all of those who will be there tomorrow.
And may I add one thing, Dean Moxie? The external stakeholders are usually very motivated to hire for full-time opportunities, part-time, internships. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that I would want to encourage others to do, there may be some students who are not yet at graduation status, but they may have some curiosity about the industries, about the fields. Come. Ask questions. Engage the experts so that when they do get phase where they want to gain employment or where they want to choose specific majors in those industries or fields, they're more informed because they would have engaged with the experts.
So if I'm a first-year business student, I ask some questions.
Absolutely.
And if I'm graduating, come out.
Indeed.
And see who hiring.
That's absolutely.
What if I'm the general public? I am in transition in terms of employment, but I do business, right? I'm an accountant, I'm administrative assistant or so on. Can I come to this thing too?
Yes, you can.
So it's not just for UB students?
No.
It's for everyone in the Bahamas to come?
It's for everybody.
So with that said, it's a networking opportunity.
It is.
Yes.
And this starts tomorrow, April 30th. April 30th. And starts as early as 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
So walk me through what's happening at 10 a.m. I'm walking in as a student or I'm walking in as a Bahamian person unemployed looking for a job, right? And I walk through the gates and see all these tents, right? What do I do?
You're going to see not only the tents, but you would see the names of the companies. Mm-hmm. And so we just invite you to move from one to another. Go where your interest lies.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Go ahead.
We also invite persons to, we've put some names out there. Find out, go Google. Google will help you. Find out what kind of services, what kind of job opportunities, what do they do? What do the companies do? Get some background on all these companies and come out and seek the job that you are desirous of having, and with the company that you're desirous of having it with.
So let's talk about dress, right?
Mm-hmm.
My child, I'm going to send her out because she says she already took all the exams, right? So she's home, right? This child just is wake up, eat something, and go right back to bed, right? So there's going to be a chance to get her out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
She got dressed in a suit or she come in her jeans and her flip-flops?
Oh, it's not a formal event for students.
So just come.
Just come.
Just come and ask the questions.
I mean, we don't want you to come minimally clad.
Yeah. First impressions are lasting,
First impressions are lasting.
But come.
But come.
And you bring your like you said, your resume digitally you can forward it to whoever there.
Exactly.
What about summer employment? Because she always looking for money from me. I want to know if you have any kind of summer employment there, or this is like for full-time job.
Well, no. We are certain that some of the organizations are seeking part-time faculty.
Okay, good.
Part-time summer students.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. And
so it gives all an opportunity to come in and meet with prospective employers.
Is this free?
It is free.
No money involved? Just come?
No money involved. Just show up. A digital resume. Just show up.
And I think
the university have what we call service.
Yes.
We are all required to provide service to the community. This is the university's way giving back to the community.
More people need to know about this.
We do it every year.
Every year?
Mm-hmm.
You need to call me everything again, by the way.
We shall.
I just need more Bahamians to take advantage of these opportunities.
Yes.
Especially college students. I'm big for summer. Because I tend to spend a lot of money during the summer. And if I could get my child to get a summer job, you know?
That's
right. So I got to dress up and bring her resume and say, go hustle, woman.
Yes. Go hustle. That's right.
Yes,
that's
represent
right.
yourself and let them know
that's
that
right.
I do in business, but I need a part-time gig to
part-time.
Help my daddy.
Exactly.
Right? So that's good. I'm very happy for this. But I want to give me a rundown again about the event. The event is definitely tomorrow. It's going to start as early. Go ahead.
The Career Fair 2026 that is being held by the University of the Bahamas is tomorrow, April 30th. It starts at 10 a.m. It will go until 5 p.m. We invite the general public. We invite our students to return. We invite our alumnus to return. We invite our current students, anyone who is seeking employment, be it for the summer, be it full-time, be it to return, to come to the university tomorrow with a digital resume.
So let me ask you this. Now, tomorrow is that election, that advanced poll. You be going to be busy. Oh, yeah. I just get lost when I'm walking through the trying to find a cafeteria. Now, where exactly y'all going to be set up so that I don't have to meander through the methanum and the PLP, and especially them COI people, while I go try to get this job for my child. So let me know.
Okay, what we've done, upon finding out yesterday, we are a site. We have had to move from one area to another because we were going to be in Independence Park.
Ah.
And everybody knows we're Independence Park. Are we going back to Independence Park?
I think so.
Yeah,
okay.
We are.
You're okay. In Independence Park.
So we're going to be in Independence
and
Park.
And where is that on the campus?
You mentioned the cafeteria.
I mentioned the cafeteria. I knew where I could find that.
Yeah.
I could find that. I tend to take lunch at the cafeteria. I didn't know anyone could go to the cafeteria. I taught just for students.
No.
But I now go because their prices are good.
Yeah,
and food is good.
Yeah, price is a big thing for me. I live on a budget. I live on a budget, and then the child is want me to come on campus and eat lunch with her every
that's
so often.
So nice.
So
that's
I can afford UB. Mm-hmm. So I go sit down and say, okay, we be eating big now. You know, just show me what's the budget.
So just so you know, today is pea soup day.
Oh,
just I saying.
I appreciate that. I know where I need to stop. So it's gonna be right outside of the cafeteria there.
Exactly.
The calf there.
Okay. Right outside.
I think they call it the sub.
The sub.
Right outside the sub.
Yeah. The
back door of the sub.
Yeah. The back door.
And all the tents is going to be lined up there.
The tents are going to be lined
now,
up.
Now, I'm kind of slow, me, right? Mm-hmm. Will it be some people walking around, like giving directions, like concierge, say, hey, go over there. This is where the information is. Go over there. Just sort things out so people.
Well,
but I just get overwhelmed
security,
easily.
Security will direct you.
Okay.
To where it is, yeah. To where Independence Park is.
But that's
Mm-hmm. See, good. I'm an idea person. And just that people who get overwhelmed like me, because I have anxieties, right? And my child has anxieties too, right? Mm-hmm. When we see big crowds, we say, what to do, right? So if someone could say, come this way, mm-hmm. you in the banking? This banking right over here. Talk to this lady right here, mm-hmm. and she's going to help you out. And especially for like, she's a first year. She's doing banking, finance, and Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to Costa Rica. You all just give her a grant, by the way. So I appreciate that.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm kind of
shout
proud.
Shout out to UB.
Shout out to UB. Yeah, yeah. I ain't got to pay a dime. She just applied and say, oh, I want to go speak Spanish. And they say, yeah, mm-hmm. come and apply. And she
That's
applied.
Right.
And they pay for everything.
Well,
the plane
right.
ticket and all.
That's
and
right.
she's just going to school.
Exactly.
For free.
That's right.
I'm trying to
that's
say.
Right.
You see me budgeting, trying to pay that off. And I say, oh, I get money back.
That's right.
So that's good. So for people like that who have anxieties, mm-hmm. just to be able to say, go over there and sit down. And they can explain your career path. On, especially telling stories. I did this. I did that. I did that. And now I'm here, and you can do the same thing. I just want to pitch that idea for a concierge to help people like her out who don't like to talk to people, you know?
Well, we do have counselors on site.
Good.
The university have a whole counseling department.
Ah.
Who would be able to assist
I need to send her
with
there.
That, yes.
Just have someone to coach her and talk to her. And
exactly.
say, the world is her oyster. Just
That's
to go
right.
and do things.
That's right.
Go and do things.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad to hear that there's many different careers going to be there for business in general.
Definitely.
Accounting. I have never met an economist, by the way.
And education.
Education too?
Some of them are, some of the, those who have confirmed are from educational institutions. So those students who are studying in the School of Education, we invite them to come out.
Yeah?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that.
We made and also the sciences, Bahamas Association of Medical,
Because they're now administration in the hospital field, the medical field.
Exactly.
So they will be
And we have there. The Public Hospitals Authority there as well. So what we attempted to do when we attempted to do this, we said that we wanted to organize it for students from across the academy.
Mm.
It just happened that I am the interim dean of business, and so as a result, I am the to the fore of it all. But I made it very clear when we sat down and we were conceptualizing what it is we wanted to do. We identified companies that would, that we have graduates from across our academy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we look at nursing, we look at education, we look at the School of Science, look at the School of Business, we look at culinary arts and hospitality. We looked at
all
of the disciplines that are offered by the university.
And a number of Bahamians tend to forget that there's in the hotel, there's business.
Of course.
And business-type job, management jobs there.
Management,
in the hospital, there is
finance.
And people forget that there are accountants and computer techs in these
in
organizations.
All of the organizations,
and
yes.
There'll be a number of these organizations on campus.
On campus.
Explaining that the jobs that are available and
yes.
that they can apply for. And you can actually send your resume and be considered at these institutions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give a shout out of all the businesses, at least many that you have there now, who will be on present. And again, as we get ready to transition to the break, recap of the event, the time, place, again, one more time, for the listening audience who are just hearing now that UB, especially the School of Business, having this big event, major event, where they invite the entire public, and especially those who graduated recently, mm-hmm. to come on campus, bring their digital resume and apply for one or two of these jobs and get more information on what jobs are available, what type of careers are available in general. That's a big thing. Because when I graduated, I didn't know what to do. I had a management degree.
Yes.
But to work where? to just work where, right?
Exactly.
And if someone just say Cecil, you could go there.
Right.
I would assume y'all would hire me.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now one more time.
Okay, the event is
tomorrow, April 30th. From 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Independence Park on the University of the Bahamas' campus.
And that's by the sub.
By the sub, where the good food is, downstairs out the back door.
Yes. And who all could be there?
Who's our sponsor?
Sure, our sponsor is Focal, and that's Sun Oil. We have a cadre of businesses that is expected to attend. I think we have PHA, we have Scotiabank, Bank of the Bahamas, Kalina Insurance, Bahamas Insurance Association, KPMG, PricewaterhouseCoopers, I did say Public Hospital Authority, St. John's College, St. Thomas More, Royal Bahamas Defense Force, Fidelity Bank, the Bahamas Association for Medical Laboratories, Central Bank, and we have a couple others that we haven't mentioned, but we invite everyone to come in and speak to the persons who are there, who are in those positions, who can guide you. And I'm sure you would, if you're not seeking a job at this time, you may find some skills that you're interested in, and then you could come to our continuing education, maybe that's something that you're desirous of doing. So we invite everyone to come and participate, mix and mingle, try to network. We try to get our students to network as best they can so that they can have.
I like that. That's right. And that's tomorrow, starting as early as 10 a.m. to whole 5 p.m. You have all day to go walk
all
to
day.
Tent to tent to tent,
exactly.
Bring your digital resume just in case
that's
they
right.
say, no, I like you.
That's right.
You need to apply for this job
exactly.
today. Let's bring in you for one interview and see if you suited for this place.
That's
and
right.
just give insight about careers. I remember my first business fair.
Mm-hmm.
I was in tourism, right?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I didn't know what type of job they had. And I saw this gentleman who happened to be a concierge. And he was interacting with the crowd. And I said, hey, I want that job. Whatever you're doing there, I want that. And they said, oh, I'm a concierge. When I applied, I want that job there. So when I come to this University of Bahamas Career Fair and people explain what they do, mm-hmm. I could say, I want that job. Tell me what I need to do to get that job, that what you do just like that. So I appreciate that you're doing something like that. This
yes.
could be exciting. Can I pass by? I mean, I'm employed already.
Of course you can.
I mean, I'm done employed, but I might
That's
find a career.
That's okay, but I mean, you can come and you can speak to persons who are interested in your field.
I might need another broadcasting job, pay more.
Okay.
I just saying.
Yeah.
I mean, Dwight does a good job. I mean, I was with advertise and promote me.
Exactly.
And get one good career one time.
Exactly.
You know?
And certainly, students are like you said, when you with a degree in management, you did not, you were clueless as to what you wanted to do. This certainly gives students an opportunity, and not only students, it gives the general public an opportunity. Anyone who is seeking employment, anyone who may not be seeking employment, but have something to offer, who can speak to young people and transfer their knowledge to young people. Just come out, speak to them, tell them what's available, what kind of things they can hold within the country and abroad.
We need some retired people.
Of course.
Professionals who say, I did this, but I retired now. And just give some insight.
Exactly.
I enjoyed this interview.
And we certainly invite our alumnus to come back.
Yes. Anyone who graduated from COB, UB, come pass by.
Yes.
We're going to take a commercial break right now. I just want to thank my guests. Let's see if I get all their names. I didn't get everybody titled, right? Mm-hmm. But, gone blank, right? I just gone blank.
That's what the digital does.
Yeah. So I have Dr. Walisa Mackey.
Yes.
You didn't give your position, Dr. Mackey.
I'm former career and job placement counselor at UB, presently training specialist in CLEARN.
Yes. I'm not sure what CLEARN is, but...
It's our continuing education and learning center.
I need to go back to school.
Yes.
And then I have Ms. Romelda Moxie, and I know her title as Dean School of Business and Graduate Studies. Yes, and thank you very much. And then I have your assistant. Let's see if I get it right.
Yes.
This assistant to the dean, Ms. Monique Butler-Hyler, who's here. And she's the one who give all the input to the dean. Oh, don't forget this. We're doing this. Good assistant. It's been a pleasure. And thank you very much. Tomorrow is the big fair.
Tomorrow's the big fair.
Of the business. Yes. It's going to start at 10 a.m. all the way to 5 p.m. All kinds of tents, all kinds of business there, all kinds of opportunities to say bring your digital resume.
Multiplicity of businesses are going to be there.
Thank you very much for stopping by.
Invite the public to please come out.
Yeah, man, pass by.
Please.
And stop to the sub.
It won't be soup day, but stop to the sub. Exactly.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Spend your evening preparing your resume if you don't have one, and find yourself at the University of the Bahamas tomorrow, anytime between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. We'll meet you in Independence Park, along with all of the organizations, and we thank them. And we especially thank our sponsor, Sun Oil Focal, for being the sponsor of this event.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. Guiding Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. We shall be right back.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Under the F&M, shanty towns grew. The PLP is demolishing them. The F&M made it easier to get a passport. The PLP fixed their mess and is cracking down on fraud. The F&M let investment in the Defense Force slow to a crawl. The PLP added hundreds of officers and new interceptors. Under the F&M, migrants flooded into the Bahamas. The PLP repatriated record numbers. The F&M offers talk. The PLP offers a real record. Paid for by the PLP.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The world is changing. It's bringing new challenges, but also new opportunities. The truth is, our economy always left too many behemoths out. Now we're opening new doors in agriculture, tourism, energy, entrepreneurship, providing grants, scholarships, national service, and upskilling. A new generation is rising, and we are finally moving in the right direction, building an economy that includes everyone.
Paid for by the PLP.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. I enjoyed that conversation just now with the School of Business at the University of the Bahamas. I see I have 8 minutes. With this 8 minutes, I'm going to talk about Wilson Bourne. Just went sparking a call now. Because Spark Me had me doing all kind of investigation. I call the Bahamas National Trust and I tell them Sparky is concerned. Right? And I'm calling on behalf of Sparky about Wilson and Harold Pawn and how it look. So I called yesterday and they said it's going to call me back. And before I came on the show, they called me like 5 minutes before the show. And I spoke to Miss Benneby. Miss Benneby is the director of communication at the BNT. She is organizing for, that's Kiora Benneby, Bahamas National Trust. I even write down her name, right? She's organizing to have a contingent come to Nassau Guardian next week. We can find out what's happening at Harold and Wilson Pond. That's two different ponds, by the way, connected, right? Sparky was correct. You see, I humbled myself and say Sparky was correct. Not all correct now, but I'm a big man. I said, let me go ahead and find out the information. So I could come on back and say Sparky was partially correct. I'm like, I'm going to change the word partially correct to because I don't need to defend myself. Sparky was correct. Partially. Sparky was correct. The park is managed by BNT. However, they have some concerns on the park. One of the concerns is this plant called cattail. And this cattail was so invasive that it took over an entire park. You can't do nothing there. So they were trying to clear that up and realize that it became so invasive, so pronounced there, that every time they root it out, the plant just grows back. So now they have to excavate, have an excavation there. And they attempted to do that and realized that, again, the thing was so beyond them, costing a couple dollars well, beyond their budget. And they said, this is beyond. And as they were trying to budget for that, and they have some plans in way, the plants did whatever the plants do to the environment and to the boardwalk. So the boardwalk is challenged. You can't walk on it because it's deteriorated. So there is no boardwalk to walk on that Bahamas, on that Harold and Wilson Pond thing. So it's closed. It's temporary closed. It's been closed for a while. So I'm not sure what they mean by temporary. It's been closed for a while. They know it's closed. They working on some money. It ain't going to be open no time soon until they get the money. They say they have some corporate sponsors they're negotiating with, trying to raise the funds. They have some funds they have already raised already. But it is far from getting to the end of where they need it for. So they're working on it. It's going to be a while. So I booked a show with them for next week for them to come. Miss Benneby, Kiora Benneby, says she's going to send me a contingent of people to come and explain what all the parks they manage, right? Mention the parks they do not manage. Mention the concerns that they are facing on one of the two of the parks in terms of they might need some help from the public in terms of some donations or sometimes and volunteers sometime. They're going to go in detail that. They're going to give some detail on what the parks are about, right? What Bahamians should know about the parks, right? So I'm excited about that. I'm excited that they have committed to having that show. I made space. I put a pen, a date down for them. They just need a call now and to confirm that they're coming. And then Sparky can call and talk to them and row them about how Harold and Wilson Park look like, how it looks, right? And what we can do as Bahamians to ensure that it doesn't happen again, right? Some of the places are challenged. I was trying to remember what they call the place by Edmund Moxie. Is it called Edmund Moxie Park? A trail in back of the Edmund Moxie complex that goes to the, what kind of pond that is? That's, I forget. What that pond? It's called the pond. Kermit, the pond by NIB. What that pond called? Big Pond. Okay, thanks. So that's why it's half Kermit there. Even the trail in back of Big Pond is challenged. You can see one or two things are happening. I'm not sure who's in charge of maintaining that park. If you've never been there, you need to go and walk through it before whatever controls that too. But that lighting, right, it's dark at certain places. Security, I think some security cameras needs to be there, here and there. Some of the boardwalk planks need to be redone, right? Some of the shrubbery has grown, overgrown. So we definitely would need someone to investigate that. But I'm excited about that, about the upcoming show. So hoping that Ms. Benby pulls through and that Sparky will get his answers. See, I'm addressing it directly, right? Tomorrow's the advance poll election. I should be here at Guardian Radio to talk about that. There are one or two concerns already. People said, who born in the future is on the listing. They're saying that is clerical errors, right? There are some people who born in the 1800s are on the listing. Again, they say that's some clerical errors. I'm thinking that government need a form of a caucus today. Provide extra staffing for Mr. Thompson, right? Extra policing for Mr. Thompson. I think that there should be extra staff straight across. So everything should be near perfect tomorrow, right? I think there are a number of concerns by the oppositions, put as plural, who are very concerned about this general election coming there. And I'm not sure if the response by the government at this present time is adequate in terms of the general concerns by the public who say, man, we are concerned with this, we're concerned with that, we're concerned with that. And I think that, of course, the government has a duty of care to say, yes, I hear you all. And these are the mitigating things that we plan to implement to make things go smoothly. I need to hear that announcement. I need to hear that announcement from the Prime Minister. I don't need to hear no announcement from any political parties. And from the Prime Minister and from whoever's the minister responsible for the general election to come and say, I hear your concern. These are the things that we will be implementing or as extra duties to make sure tomorrow runs smoothly, right? We know that this particular election is very critical for a number of people, right? So we assume that emotions will run high tomorrow. So to quell or to prepare for such things, I want to make sure that defense force and police force officers are on site, right? And just to encourage people to say, no, you could be passionate, but you can't get overly emotional and impact other people's constitutional right to go and vote, right? I'm assuming the international observers would be present. I don't know if they come for the advance election. But if they are present, I assume they'd be asking people how things are, right? I know, again, a number of people are concerned. I know a number of people are confident that everything will go forward. And that when we represent in the Bahamas, note that shame us. You can say what you're concerned about, but you don't shame us, man. Don't carry on like animals. Be sensible people. Be decent people. The world marks our manner. No? Anyway, this has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. You have a beautiful day.
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.